This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Once again, in a series of interviews, we are joined by Dr. Milan Rio Bay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Rio Bay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. On this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Rio Bay will be discussing, is there an answer to cancer? Dr. Rio Bay, always great to have you with us, and thanks for joining us once again.
It's wonderful to be here again. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. So certainly looking forward to hearing you cover this topic of, is there an answer to cancer? So as we know, cancer is so common today and on the rise. Is it really reasonable to actually think that we can cure cancer?
Well, no condition is absolutely curable. We can drastically reduce the number of cases diagnosed. And as listeners will learn in subsequent interviews, integrative medicine has actually devised a new test that can diagnose cancer at a much earlier stage than any conventional medical techniques do. So the combination of reducing the number of cancer cases and the ability to diagnose it up to a decade earlier will be the best, you know, quote-unquote cure that we have to date. So stay tuned to learn more about that. But back to this question, can we cure cancer? Well, we can make cancer as rare as polio, which is essentially a cure, if we choose more effective modalities. Unfortunately, our current medical paradigm of diagnosing and treating cancer to prevent death will not make cancer rare. It will simply allow more people to get cancer to be treated. It will be a never-ending cycle of disease and scrambling to find treatments. This is not a path to a cure. The path that we choose at the Rio Bay Institute is one of cancer prevention, and we use medical systems that have been proven to work better, not just to treat cancer, but to prevent it as well. So traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine look for the root cause of the cancer, not just after the diagnosis, but long before, when a patient has minor symptoms such as fatigue or weight gain. The systems of TCM and integrative medicine seek to restore proper body function and don't just aim at blocking a symptom or just killing the cancer cells, as our conventional model does. This is why our conventional model consistently fails to successfully treat cancer. It treats the symptom, but not its cause. So when you look at cancer, the actual cancer cells are symptoms. And we're not looking at the cause. We're just trying to treat the cancer cells and kill them, but we're not looking at why that patient developed cancer in the first place. So it just leaves them wide open to get other chronic conditions, to feel worse after their treatment if they survive, and then to get cancer again later. So we know how common recurrences of cancer are. The reason for that is that we're not treating the cause of the actual cancer. And in conventional medicine, we don't have a mechanism to look for that cause, and that creates a big problem. In TCM and integrative medicine, there are already built-in mechanisms to look for the cause of cancer. So we're not reinventing the wheel. We don't need to find new strategies. They already actually, you know, exist. So when body function is normalized, cancer is much less likely to occur. And this is the critical step in successful therapy and prevention, as we practice at the Rio Bay Institute.
Is cancer something that you just hope you don't get, or is there something Americans can be doing right now?
I believe cancer is preventable in most cases. Sadly, most of us are unaware of this because it's just not discussed. Our conventional doctor's office that doesn't provide this information at our annual examinations. The paradigm and purpose of conventional medicine is to diagnose and treat life-threatening diseases with synthetic medications, you know, or surgeries. So its very paradigm is not preventing those diseases, but diagnosing them. And it's not particularly anyone's fault. This is simply how we're trained as conventional physicians. So we learn our trade and we take it very, very seriously. So when we learn this particular paradigm, we follow it. So it's not, you know, we're not blaming any conventional physicians here. They're actually doing their jobs extremely well. It's simply that we're unaware that we have other options. So this prevention conversation doesn't take place at the doctor's office. It's something most Americans have been left to figure out for themselves, but it's not necessary to try and navigate this alone. You know, at the Ryobe Institute, we seemingly fuse TCM and integrative medicine through the what I call the Ryobe method. TCM and integrative medicine are very well-established systems, and they're very proven. And their paradigm is the prevention of diseases and the treatment of already existing diseases by discovering and treating their root causes with natural safe alternatives. So TCM is a guided and scientifically backed method that can systematically restore proper body function from an energy and cellular-based perspective. Traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, helps us immediately know the underlying causes of symptoms and points us on a therapeutic path that balances energy like nothing we have available in our conventional system today. So we know, based on modern scientific inquiry, that everything is made of energy, and that the matter that we see as our, you know, as our bodies, for example, is actually a very, you know, small visible piece of a very complex puzzle that we call life. So the famous scientific equation by Albert Einstein, E equals mc squared, proves this to us. We use these concepts every day when we use our cellular telephones or we use satellites in outer space. We're using this concept of E equals mc squared. So energy-based science is a fact, and its application in medicine only makes perfect sense. So we have this wisdom from 3,500 years ago, and we have this 3,500-year history of successful application of TCM, which is based on, you know, energy and how it influences the body. So again, we don't need to reinvent an already existing wheel. It's already there for us. We also have cutting-edge technology available today that was not available 3,500 years ago, you know, that can drill into the cellular environment where body function takes place in order to restore it. This technology is actually very affordable and easy to obtain, but it's not available at the conventional physician's office or laboratory. So when we combine these two modalities of TCM and this cutting-edge cellular-based testing of functional medicine, we get a very synergistic and successful evaluation and treatment that restores the function of the body and can prevent cancer much more successfully than our conventional system. And, you know, by the way, our conventional system is only about 200 years old. So we're relatively babies compared to, you know, the wisdom of traditional Chinese medicine that's, you know, 3,500 years old. So they've been at it a much longer time, and they've been able to kind of duke out their differences and come up with a very stable system of medicine over millennia. And we've just really only begun to scratch the surface with our conventional medical techniques. And that's another reason, you know, why we kind of run into dead ends a lot in conventional medicine and start over again, is because it's brand new, really. And we look at medicine and we think it's old, but it's really not. It's relatively brand new.
Is quitting, now let's get some things straight and get some clarification here. Is quitting smoking, eating right, and losing weight the only things we can be doing to prevent cancer?
These recommendations are kind of blanket statements that we make to patients in the conventional medical world because we've lost sight of the other options we have. We're just not aware. While it's easy to tell a patient to quit smoking and lose weight, it's quite another story for that patient to do this successfully, and there are many reasons for that. That's why we've lost the battle to prevent diseases in the United States and see that 50% of our children have a chronic disease before they reach adulthood. You know, these strategies don't work because we don't seek the underlying causes of the smoking and the weight problem, for example. So every effect or symptom has a cause without fail. People don't just smoke because they want to smoke. You know, at the Ryobe Institute, we recognize that there are physiological problems in the body that cause cravings that we see in tobacco and food addiction. And without looking into these causes and successfully treating them, we'll continue to lose this battle. TCM and integrative medicine are fully equipped to look for underlying causes of all symptoms for their successful treatment over time. It's not a quick fix, as most of us want here. It's a lifestyle transformation that's guided and steady. So there are many studies in the international community that prove that traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine work well for prevention and treatment of chronic diseases. I cite many of them in my books, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer.
Today, once again, we are joined by Dr. Milan Rio Bay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine of the Rio Bay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Rio Bay, why aren't we aware of all these other options?
Well, here in the U.S., we've developed a standard of care based on conventional medical models of diagnosing diseases to prevent death rather than preventing the diseases themselves by investigating their root causes to restore body function naturally. So this standard of care has blinded us to the other options practiced elsewhere. Conventional medicine gained popularity because of imminently life-threatening conditions that couldn't be successfully treated otherwise. So back then, for example, infection was the number one cause of death, and people would die without treatment. So the life-saving antibiotics and surgery brought about by conventional medicine saved lives. We then started using conventional medicine where it wasn't appropriate, as a treatment of chronic conditions and diseases like cancer or heart disease or Alzheimer's, dementia, and now autism, and as our best attempts at prevention today. It simply does not provide the solutions to chronic diseases or their prevention. So, for example, if you're having a heart attack, conventional medicine is your best option, hands down. We have life-saving surgeries, life-saving clot-busting medications that we can give you in that moment that you're having that heart attack and save your life. We're not good at treating your heart disease, however. So now that you are no longer having a heart attack, you don't have an imminently life-threatening problem anymore, conventional medicine is not going to help you as much as other options of medicines are going to help you. So at this point, your actual heart disease should be treated by looking at its underlying cause and trying to restore proper body function naturally so that you don't just keep having other acute life-threatening events and repeated heart attacks over time. So that's an example of how conventional medicine works extremely well and then gets overutilized. So again, while conventional medicine excels at saving lives when we're having a heart attack, which is the actual acute life-threatening event, it's not effective for preventing the heart disease that led to that heart attack or its recurrence. So we need to shift the paradigm to use well-established systems of medicine such as Chinese medicine and integrative medicine in these cases, and conventional physicians are simply not trained in these other modalities, so they just keep practicing what they know. So when we go to the doctor for our annual physicals, we get our mammograms, our pap smears, our prostate exams. These conversations don't take place, and the American people just stay in the dark. Now that we're in the information age, these other modalities are much more accessible, and we can also look at the overwhelming international data that shows that TCM and integrative medicine is actually more effective for chronic conditions, symptoms, and their prevention. So the awareness is coming fast. We've not studied these things in the United States because they don't conform to our standard of care. So you won't see a lot of medical studies on these other modalities here in the States. You will see them, though, in Europe. You'll see them in China, obviously, in Asia. So now, again, with the information age, we have access to these studies. You can literally Google them and go to these libraries and download these studies and look at them for yourself. So these things are already available. We practice them at the Rio Bay Institute, and I speak about this extensively in my books, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer.
Certainly makes a lot of sense, and thanks for covering that. So what is the answer to cancer?
Well, the answer to cancer is to get an annual integrative checkup. So we go to the doctor every year and we get an annual checkup. But what we need to do is go and get an annual integrative checkup. So when I was an OBGYN right after completing my residency, I diagnosed multiple patients every year with cancer. I didn't keep statistics back then because it was accepted as par for the course. After all, I was supposed to be diagnosing diseases, and that's exactly what I was doing. So I was being a good doctor, in my opinion. Once I became frustrated back then that my patients with other symptoms such as fatigue, weight gain, and sleep disturbances could never find solutions because they didn't have diseases yet, that frustration led me to traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. I studied and incorporated these strategies into my practice at the Rio Bay Institute. And in listening to Vice President Biden and his cancer moonshot, it suddenly struck me after about 7 years of practice at the Rio Bay Institute, I realized I had only diagnosed about 3 patients with cancer in my integrative practice. And this was in stark contrast to my practice of conventional medicine as an OBGYN before. I was diagnosing at least 3 to 5 patients per year with cancer. And in 7 years, I had only diagnosed about 3 in my integrative practice. So there was a huge difference, a huge shift. And the main difference was Chinese medicine. That was the main thing that I had been doing differently when I shifted my focus to integrative medicine. And that's, in my opinion, TCM is the critical tool that made that difference for my patients who've successfully prevented cancer for the past 7 years. So it's critical that consumers begin to experience a better path towards prevention by getting an evaluation that doesn't just look for cancer and other diseases, it also looks at the underlying causes of early symptoms like fatigue and weight gain and treats them with natural modalities. So it turns out that fatigue and weight gain have something in common with cancer. We mistakenly believe that cancer is a genetic disease, but the studies are piling up that show us that cancer is actually a metabolic disease. So metabolism is how the body makes and uses its energy. Cancer happens when the body's metabolism breaks to the point that it can't make energy using oxygen and begins to make energy without oxygen. And that plants very fertile ground for cancer cells. Cancer cells love an environment that lacks oxygen. And in fact, cancer cells can't survive in oxygen. So the early signs that the body is doing this is actually fatigue and weight gain. Those are the earliest signs. And as the root causes continue untreated, these minor symptoms progress along a very long spectrum. And this lack of oxygen also predisposes to the final straw, which is that genetic mutation that creates that cancer cell. So we have to determine when the body's metabolism is broken in order to properly fix it. And metabolism is about energy, and so is traditional Chinese medicine. That's why it's the best modality to prevent cancer and its recurrence. You know, so an annual integrative checkup combines Chinese medicine with cutting-edge cellular-based testing and identifies early metabolic disorders by looking for their root causes to successfully treat them with natural and safe treatments. So I discuss this in my book, The Answer to Cancer, and that's how we practice at the Rio Bay Institute.
Certainly eye-opening information without a question and very informative as always. Where can listeners find out more about you, your practice, and how can they be in touch as well?
Well, I invite the listeners to check out our website, MilanRiobeMD.com, for more information. You can certainly pre-order copies of my books coming out in, this fall, The Tao of Integrative Medicine and The Answer to Cancer.
As always, Dr. Riobe, we thank you for your time. It certainly is valuable, and thanks for all the information and for being with us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's always a pleasure.
And it certainly is ours as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Milan Riobe, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Riobe Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. And for more information and for contact, simply visit MilanRiobeMD.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.